Hey everyone, good morning. Hello, welcome to day two of our special Expedition to Soul event. I'm Sarah, founder of the Sisters Enchanted, and we are here as a celebration of 8 years of the Sisters Enchanted and 1 million podcast downloads. And I'm so grateful for all of you who have been part of the community along the way and who celebrate here with us over the next few days or who are celebrating. And yeah, so grateful you're all part of our community. And I can't wait for 8 more years or however many more years of the Sisters Enchanted and see what goodness comes our way. So if you are newer to us, we've been doing this since 2016. That's that 8-year math. We help women to bring more confidence, joy, the sense that they can be the priestess of their lives, the radiant energy beacon that is undisturbed no matter what's happening around them, to find their voices again, to be visible and shine in their lives and feel like everyday life can be magic. And we use tools like tarot and astrology and personal spiritual practice, combining metaphysics and the wheel of the year and nature spirituality in this beautiful witchy conglomeration to help women do this. And we are welcoming to all religious backgrounds though, and only ask that you lead with kindness. So remember that when you're here in the comments today, you don't have tone of voice, body language, facial expressions, background knowledge of anybody here as you are in community with everybody who is here today. And I think that's it. Yesterday was day one of this event. So if you're coming in later, be sure to watch the replay from yesterday of day one. If you registered for the workbook, there are some more tips for you in the workbook too. So yesterday we did 2 energetic maps, one of the self, one of the home. There is a prompt for you to do one, a map of attachments from yesterday also. And then today we are talking about assembling your allies, being your own best friend. And there are some extra tips and ideas for you for today also. So if you did not register for the event, you didn't have to. You can just watch it here today. But if you wanted those extra printable sheets, then you will need to go back through your emails from us or social media and grab that link and register for those little extra goodies. And my right hand, Naomi, has been adding some extra funness for you, I think, on there as well. All right. So yesterday we started by reclaiming our energy. And the practice of reclaiming your energy is meant to help you separate from all of the other stuff around you. Now, this has been so helpful for me throughout the years in my life as I do work full time. I run a company that, you know, we're all women operated. So you can imagine a bunch of women working together. Things can get wild and emotional. Nick, we have one man, Nick, one of our astrologers. But besides Nick, the rest of us, a bunch of women running things here, right? So always having to reclaim our energy. I'm also a mom. I'm a homeschool mom. I care for my grandparents, one of which has dementia. There's a lot of opportunity for me to reclaim my energy in a day so I don't get swept up in the chaos that is just everybody. And I could be part of somebody else's chaos, right? So you want to go back to yesterday's video to watch about reclaiming your energy if you missed that, because that practice alone is something that can help you just recenter yourself, come back to the present moment and kind of reconvene to your heart space and say, what is actually my emotion here? And what is somebody else's? What is somebody else's stuff happening that I'm just adopting as my own? So go back to yesterday and do that reclaiming your energy. And today, right now, reclaim your energy. Somebody said yesterday, this self-hug. That's what we want to do. Push out anything you brought with you here today that's not helpful, that's not useful, and really just come back to yourself. Come back to yourself so that you can assemble your allies today. With day one, we also talked about day one of this Expedition to Soul as being sort of the invitation to go on an adventure. Now, this adventure that you're going on is one to help you reconnect with yourself, form a deeper connection than already exists. And if you have a very deep connection with yourself, to go even deeper, help solidify it. Explore something you haven't yet. Let something else come to the surface, rise up for you. That is our intention for this time. Maybe hear something about your future desires that you never heard before or never let yourself say, to investigate your soul self, your heart self, your inner self in a new and exciting way. So yesterday was the invitation. We stepped foot on the quest, on the adventure, on the expedition. Now it is an expedition because it's challenging. It's challenging to get to know ourselves. It's challenging to bet on ourselves. It's challenging to let our emotions out, to feel like we are capable of being powerful beings and capable of being seen and witnessed, capable of being heard, worthy, no matter what we do, no matter what we say. Always here for unconditional love. And that's what makes this an expedition, not just another walk down the pretty streets. It is truly an expedition. So the next part of our adventure here, if we were in a story, if we were in a book and I showed up at your house with my cauldron and my broom and we were going on this quest, we would gather our allies, we'd gather our friends, our comrades, our partners in crime as we went on this quest and this adventure. We'd go find people, the movie, the 80s movie, The Goonies, right? Like they all come together and they go on this adventure. And that's what we would be doing. We would be bringing different people together. But today you're going to form your allies through various parts of you, through various versions of yourself, your past self, maybe even past lives, if you believe in that and that feels good for you, your present self and future versions of you that don't even exist yet. We're going to assemble these allies in all forms to remind you that you're supported by your higher energies, your inner self, your path here on this lifetime, no matter what, always, always, always. All right. So we're going to talk a little bit about past, present, future lives, why we want to reclaim these versions of ourself. I'm going to lead you through a short active imagination, visualization, meditation exercise, whatever you want to call it. But I'll really encourage you to actively imagine during that. We're going to talk about creating a magical talisman to represent this experience today and to be your reminder as you move forward that you are your best friend and you have all those versions of you within you. And I'm going to give you your little homework or your extension activity to continue working on this after we leave here today. That's how it's going to go. Remember, the replays are here on YouTube for you. We also do have the workbook and replays available on a webpage if you registered for the event. And you can also listen to these on the podcast because after all, we are celebrating 1 million podcast downloads, but we can't live stream onto a podcast. So we're doing it on YouTube and we're putting these on the podcast for you if you want to listen in. If you love what we're doing here and you're not in our Magical Self-Care Born Magic Bootcamp, that does start May 7th, and we'd love to have you there as an extension of the work that we're doing here today. So make sure to check that out. All right. All the versions of you, past, present, future. We often look around our lives and we kind of think about what's happening right now. And we operate from this place of just reactiveness, like what mess needs to be cleaned up? What relationship do I have to tend to? Who's talking to me? Who's texting me? Very reactive to this moment in time. You know, I'm hungry, so I just eat what I see. There's something cool on my phone, so I just sit down and watch it. And that's all well and good. You know, it's good to be spontaneous and have this space and trust in yourself to do what you feel like you need to do right now. But when you are living this life right now, you are impacted by every day that came before this. Every single version of you that came before this is informing how you view yourself. So if you have stories from your childhood or experiences from your childhood that you carry with you, even if you aren't actively thinking about them all the time, they are part of you. So an example for me, when I was, I don't know, probably eight, nine, maybe, I had gone to the grocery store with my stepdad. He was my new stepdad. And I wanted this bottle of Sunny D that, you know, the fake, is it fake orange juice? I think, I don't even know. But it was like a jug of Sunny D, a gallon jug of it. And he like bought it, you know, and then we're walking to the car and he looks at the receipt and he brings up the price of it. And he's like, this is too much money. You should have known better. We don't buy things like this. You know, I'm a little girl. So I don't often think of that. Like I don't sit down and think every day, oh my gosh, that day that my childhood self should have known better for something that was an adult thing to handle. I don't think of that often. But every time I'm in a store, especially like summertime, like it's getting to be here, or springtime, and there's like a big Sunny D display, you better believe I remember that moment in time. So these little things that happen throughout your life, childhood, teenagers, adult years, even yesterday, stuff that happened yesterday, is influencing your energy of today. And our tendency is to disconnect from those past stories because they're uncomfortable, or we just want to say, you know what, just get over it and move on. And dwelling and wallowing is not going to get us, you know, where we want to go. So we don't want to dwell and wallow, but we also have to recognize that our past versions of ourselves have made us who we are. And we want to bring them back into our wholeness and recognize them as pieces of ourselves. In my early 20s, I did all sorts of stuff that was absolutely embarrassing, dangerous, shameful. Like if I could go back, I would definitely erase many a thing from my life, but I can't. So I have two choices: to try to say like ignore it, pretend it didn't happen, or just, you know, say, let's just not talk about that. Or I can say, wow, I learned so much from that period of time. I definitely learned about some emotional reactiveness that I have. I definitely learned about my tendency to, at that time, especially like binge drink if I felt like I wasn't fitting in or something. And so I have two choices here: to say like, oh, well, I'm just focused on my life right now, or say, well, everything that's happened to me before has made me who I am, has made me who I am. And I want to bring that into myself right now, because that history, who I am now, is casting my future. It's casting my future. And so when I'm taking action today and I'm being reactive, or I'm planning ahead, or whatever it is that I'm doing, everything that's happening for me right now is creating who I will be an hour from now, a week from now, a month from now, right? So the same way that I want to say, oh, here's 20-year-old Sarah who was very embarrassing, where is 70-year-old Sarah and what is she doing? And how do I communicate with her now? What would she want to tell me right now? What can I already learn from? What can I see that I can shift to be where I want to be in the future? So all these versions of ourselves, the ones that you like, oh man, I can't even believe I did that. Or, oh man, that story is so awful. I wish I could make it disappear from my memory. The who you are right now, who you're surrounded by, where you live, what you do for work, how your body is, who you are today, and then who you will be in the future, and all the possibilities of that. I mean, even a month from now, I could be, you know, there's 100 possibilities, probably a million infinite possibilities for how I could be a month from now, depending on what I do today, what I decide to eat today, how I talk to certain people today, what I do with my body today, what I put on my calendar today, right? There are infinite possibilities for just 1 month from now from my life. But when we don't bring in all these versions of ourselves and sort of reclaim them as part of who we are, that is when we get very disconnected from ourselves and just move through life like willy-nilly, waiting to see what happens. And we're not really in charge of and having agency of our own lives and creating a life that feels like magic. And that's where we begin on like some, you know, leisurely walk down the street, which might be beautiful and delightful, but it's not an expedition. Like, we are not conquering something big and great, right? That is something that is just like, it feels good for now. And that's perfectly perfect and has a place in time. But we're here for a damn expedition to soul, which is going to require us to bring all of the versions of ourselves together so that we can take back our power, take back our visibility, take back our voice, and really decide what matters to me and how do I want life to look? What is my soul craving right now? And how am I going to make that happen for myself? And that happens by bringing all parts of you together. Another thing that happens, particularly for women, is that we will crowdsource our futures. We'll crowdsource what we think should bring us joy or fuel our passions or what should matter to us. So we'll ask everybody else, I don't know, what do you think I should do? Do you think I should do this? Can you kind of validate me or give me permission to do it? So the exercise today is really, you have all these versions of you, all these energies of you. You have so much experience, good, bad, ugly, everything in between from the past. You know, I have the past me who built two businesses and had two babies in like a 4-year time period. Like, that is a me I want here with me today, just as much as the me who learned a lesson along the way and the infinite possibilities of who I will be tomorrow, a month from now, 10 years from now, and to bring all that into center so that I can stop crowdsourcing from other people. What should happiness look like? What is it that I should do with myself? And remember that I'm fully capable of creating a life by design, creating a magical life by design, stepping into my authenticity, regardless of what other people are doing, saying, feeling, because I've taken the time to get to know myself again. All right. That's why today is so stinking important. Let me see here. I just want to check the comment. Brenda's saying there are certain memories always make me feel horrible and they continue to come up. Those are what I need to get past. That's what I'm hearing. Well, Brenda, I'm not saying get past things. I mean, there's plenty of stuff in my life that I don't know that you would say I've gotten past. I would say that I have done shadow work, which is what we're going to talk about tomorrow, and definitely come to a more neutral position on. We were talking about this in the Born Magic Bootcamp recently, actually, and this word neutrality as related to shadow work, which is a little beyond the scope of what we're talking about here today. But since it came up, I will address it. And really looking at experiences as neutral experiences can be really hard for us to do because it, I think that we have the tendency to say then, well, then what about my pain? If it's neutral, what about my pain? And what does that mean for right and wrong and suffering? And this idea of when I say the word neutral, think of a car. You put the car in neutral and then it doesn't do something unless you ask it to do something, right? Unless the car is very broken. So you put the car in neutral and until you put it in drive and hit the gas, it just sits there. So when we think of these experiences that we have like a lot of suffering around, and believe me, I have plenty. And it doesn't mean that I think about them and I'm just like, oh, I'm past that. No, I think about them and then I feel hurt again and I feel sad again. But the point is really looking at them as, you know, how can you say, oh, wow, I'm feeling really hurt, sad. Like there's an arousal happening here, a heightened state of emotion. And then remember, put the car in neutral. Like it's an experience. I'm going to put it in neutral. And I'm not going to allow it to drive me right now because I am the driver. I am the beacon. I am the driver. I am the one setting the temperature, not that thing from my past. And that's really what it is. I don't know that there is, you know, if you're newer here to Sisters Enchanted, anybody watching this or just stumbling upon us, one thing you will not get here is this like love and light your problems away, spiritual, like send a glowing light at it and move on. That's not something you'll hear here. And because I think some experiences, you know, they're just painful. And there are some things that happen in this lifetime that are just so hard and so challenging that there is, I don't even know that some things we can never come to a point where we say, oh, well, I just feel better about that. Or, oh, I've forgiven, because there's some stuff that it's like, I could never forgive that. And yet we have to put it in neutral. Yet we have to put it in neutral. Otherwise it will keep driving us. All right. So let's go ahead and think about our past, present, and future selves. I'm going to invite you now to do a little active imagination visualization exercise. You can call it a meditation. If you're a person who doesn't see in your mind, that's perfectly okay. You can think thoughts. You can doodle on a piece of paper. You can just listen right now and then process and let whatever come to you in whatever way works for you. So please know that I know that everybody works differently, and I want you to figure out the experience that's going to work for you here. So you can sense, you can see, you can know, you can write, you can doodle, whatever is going to work for you. But we are going to do our little visualization right now to call back in the versions of yourself. And I got to tell you that Naomi, she just posted here in the comments. Naomi she works with us here at Sisters Enchanted, and she took this class years ago when we offered it. And it's this experience. We have a recorded version, which I'm not going to play today. I'm going to do a semi-different version, but one version of what we're doing here that Naomi did. And then within a short period of time, she decided to upend her whole life, buy an RV, travel, quit her job, not buy the house she was going to buy, and take the deep breath and tell her husband that she wanted a whole different life for them. And so, let yourself experience and see what happens. And Naomi is an excellent example of what can happen when you bring all your versions back to you again. And we have tons of stories like this, but Naomi's is always the one that I remember because it's so big and the bold, audacious action she took always sticks out to me. All right, everyone. So I want to invite you right now to do a little of that reclaiming your energy, sort of breathing, getting really centered in your body. Put your hands on your body. Get really focused on your presence here right now, your thighs, your arms, your heart center. Let's get very present in this time, in this moment. You can close your eyes if you'd like to. Become aware of your breathing. Allow yourself to feel safe and secure here on this earthly plane. And allow your soul to feel free to wander, to explore, to connect with versions of you that have come before and versions that you don't even know are just around the corner. In your mind's eye or in your energy, on a piece of paper, allow the image, the sensation, the knowing, the energy of a representation of you to form. This might be you as you are right now. It might just be a knowing that you're there, a knowing that you're here with your hands on your body. This version of you is light, is open to receive. This version of you maybe twirls or bends or dances, puts their arms to the sky. This version of you is completely unbothered by the world around them. As this version of you is free, confident, radiant, and is moving all around, swaying, dancing, twirling, just being, other versions of you begin to appear. Past versions of you, past versions of you from your childhood, your teenage years, your adult years, past life versions of you. They join in on the experience. Just as they appear, future versions of you begin to appear. Future versions of you that you have a clear image of, that you've been planning for, ones that you never even would have thought to guess would be possible for you. You arrive in all different ways and stages and energies. As you twirl and dance and bend and sway and just are in the middle of all of these versions of you, the collective wisdom, the collective knowing, the collective unconditional love, worthiness, energy, it all starts to swirl together. Because future you cannot be possible without past you or present you. And past you created present you. It's infinite knowledge, wisdom, experience, sensation, knowing, roads taken and roads left behind, all swirling together. As you stand, dance, sway, move in the center of it all. As the versions of you swirl and swirl and swirl together, they become less clear individual energies, and it's one sensation. It moves closer and closer to your present energetic body, moving into your energy field, moving into your ethereal body, creating this beautiful beam of light energy, activating you as your own greatest ally, activating you as your own best friend, activating your strength, your wisdom, activating your power. This beam of light energy, it shoots up into the sky, it shoots down into the ground. And you're instantly charged with the knowing that you can go on this expedition, that you can see anything there is to see, you can do anything there is to do. You are your own best friend. You always have been, and you always will be. You pause briefly to ask yourself, your higher self, this beam of light, the versions of you that are living within you, the past ones you know, the future ones that are completely unexpected. Ask what you need to know right now, or ask your soul, what are you craving? What is it that your soul is craving, a deep longing desire for in this moment in time? Maybe the thoughts come, maybe a clear answer comes, maybe not, and that's okay. But ask the question. With that thought out there in your energy, maybe it was answered, maybe it will be answered in the future. This beam of light pulls into your body, back down into your heart center. All versions of you assembled. Your hands on your body again. Wiggle your shoulders, your neck, your toes, your fingers, shake everything around and come fully back to this present moment in time. And you, my friend, have officially assembled your allies for the expedition to Seoul. And tomorrow, you will stand at the edge of the Enchanted Forest, metaphorically, of course, and decide whether or not to enter the shadows. All right. Now that you have all versions of you assembled, my invitation for you is to create a magical talisman. So a talisman is simply a representation of something. It's a representation of the journey that you are going on. A magical tool, a reminder for you. Now, there are infinite ways that you can do this. You can choose an item that you already have. You can make something. So let me give you some examples just of what I have sitting around. So a necklace, for example, if something you wear all the time, to connect the energy of what we've done with something you already are doing, a piece of jewelry. You can simply hold it in your hands, like one of my necklaces. I could hold it in my hands and imagine that light beam energy. Imagine all these versions of me sort of connecting with that piece of jewelry. And when I wear it, it's the reminder that I am my own best friend, that I have all of this wisdom, all of these stories and experiences residing within me. And I literally can do anything because I have evidence that my past self, my future self are here to support me and I can do it. You can make something. So in our Born Magic Bootcamp that we held last month, we did a ritual hosted by Kelly, who's my co-teacher in that class. And she had us braid together three strings. I just used it, that embroidery floss or whatever it's called. And so you could even take three cords, three strings, and braid them together to represent three versions of yourself, your past, present, and future. And you can wear it as a bracelet or an ankle bracelet. You can get really clever with this, and you could use actual like very thick yarn or actual cords that you can buy at a craft store. And you can braid them, but then knot them and then knot charms onto it that represent who you were, who you are, and who you desire to be. And in that way, it's sort of this, it becomes a magical cord that you have, and the charms on it are sort of this living vision experience for you as well. Of course, crystals, oils, sprays, candles, like anything can be this representation for you. And again, if you have the printable sheets that go with this, there's some more ideas in there for you too. And then connect with that energy until you're ready to, you know, like move forward with confidence and you're ready to try something different or new, right? So you could look at it, hold it for as long as you need to, keep it on your person. And then maybe one day you'll just kind of graduate from that particular magical tool or talisman. So you can use anything at all, but I would love for you to create yours, choose yours to represent this bringing together, assembling your allies, all versions of yourself. So we reclaimed your energy. And you see why we started with that? We started with that so that you could separate yourself from everything going on in your life. It's so easy for me to say, be your own best friend. And then you just sit here and be like, yeah, but I got, you know, family members arguing in the next room. I got this pile of bills on my table. I got my car that doesn't work. My boss that's bugging me. I got, you know, this doctor's appointment I don't want to go to. The dog that's barking. The neighbor who's doing whatever that's bugging me. It's so easy to connect to negative things in our life, so easy that we forget to really pause and acknowledge all of the power that we hold to really take control over our energy. And again, whether or not we are putting it in drive, like that car example, whether we're letting the energies drive us or we are reclaiming our energy, looking at our talisman, remembering I got what I need in here and I got this and all this other stuff is not going to dictate how I feel in the future life that I create for myself, whether that's 1 hour from now or 1 year from now. So we started with assembly or with reclaiming your energy. We did the maps so that you can have a idea about the energies around you and to make that more tangible and create that awareness. I asked you yesterday to do something like out of a pattern interrupt, break a habit, do something different. Maybe go on a little personal pilgrimage, go to a different park, a walk a different area, sit on a different spot on the sofa and shift your energy to a different place to change your perspective, to kind of receive energy in a different way. And that all set us up for today, assembling your allies, bringing in your past, present, future self. Now I'm asking you to create this talisman as the reminder of what you're doing, because it's so easy to forget all this other stuff once we walk back into the mundane world again and get immersed in everybody's nonsense, right? Now, the activity that I also invite you to do, the next activity I invite you to continue on with when we end here today, grab your talisman. And then I'd love for you to take an action. So I want you to take an action that is really the declaration that you're here for this, the declaration that you're here for yourself, because tomorrow we're going to dive into shadow work. And that is our story that we're making up. That's our dark enchanted forest. Are we going to go through it or are we going to chicken out and turn around and go back? And life is a lot like that. Are we going to get through it or are we going to shut down and say, you know what? I can't do that. And we're going to turn back. So I want you to do something to declare that you are all in on this today, a physical action. Things that we've done in the past or we've seen people do. Simply take a shower and kind of like scrub away this any energies that are not serving you. And that's the physical action. Do it in like a body scrub and literally say, I declare that I am in for this expedition to soul. You can dance. You can sweep away energies from your front doorstep, go on a hike, scream into the ethers. But I really want you to take an action, a big action, like something memorable and useful to you as this moment in time. Like you're putting, what is it? The line in the sand, the stake in the ground. I declare that I am in for this. And I want it to be a physical action though, because so much of what we do internally in our minds, emotional work, if we aren't matching it with a physical action, it is really quite separate still from our body. One of the things I learned when I was a teacher and I worked with kids with learning differences was really the usefulness of your body in learning, in resetting information. So if anybody here is dyslexic or has a processing disorder or anybody you know has them, what we do a lot these days to work with this is cross-body movements. And you do that because it is attaching what you're doing in your mind with your body, which helps deepen the experience, the knowing, and the remembering, and the retaining of what you're doing. So I want you to take a physical action, body scrub, hiking, dancing, shouting with your arms up, get something going, and really declare to yourself that I am in for this expedition to soul, and embed it in your mind, your spirit, and your body. I will tell you, I'm very here at the Sisters Enchanted. We say there is no such thing as perfect. You do you, do it in the way that works for you. We're not prescriptive. We are not, you know, the only way to do anything ever. But I am going to say in this case, I do want you to move. So get into the action of declaring that you are in for this expedition to soul, because tomorrow is shadow work time. All right, I'm going to check the comments and then we are going to wrap it up for today. Y'all, in 8 years, I've hosted so many videos, so many lives. And I think that this is the probably one of like two times that I can remember that I've talked so much in 1 week and my throat is feeling it. Normally that would only be if I like was actually sick or something, which I'm not, just tired. We went and saw Wicked the musical last night, but didn't get home till around midnight. And so low on sleep and high on talking this week. Let's see here. Renee was sharing, loved your suggestion to go somewhere new yesterday. Went to a model train museum, and April was circus train month. I love that. Felt very happy, connected to my childhood and my kids. Renee, thank you so much for sharing that. Tony says, 70-year-old Tony says, girl, what are you so afraid of? Live and learn. And I'm so proud of you and what you have accomplished. Keep on. So good. Vicky is sharing, keep questioning my decision to reject my former employer's retention offer to remain employed through July. I knew I was losing my job 27 years and needed closure to move on. Yeah, Vicky, like sometimes we replay these things over and over in our minds, right? And Vicky Shelton shared, did the coloring activity, didn't realize how much I've changed, how I feel about myself. Oh, so good. So good. Let's see here. Just checking through if there's any questions. I see lots of sharing about talismans and what the message was coming through here. So, so good. Body scrubs, dancing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. All right. All right, everyone. Well then, I'm going to go ahead and call this a wrap on day two of our expedition to soul here as we celebrate 8 years of the Sisters Enchanted and 1 million podcast downloads. So remember that you can catch the replay of this on the page. If you register, there's also worksheets there for you. The videos are here on YouTube, and we're also putting them on our podcast as well. So you can listen to that on the go, because after all, this is a podcast celebration. If you are a person who's already in Born Magic and the Self-Care Challenge, we start that again May 7th. And if you are not in there, totally check it out. The Born Magic Bootcamp is like a perfect extension for the work that we're doing here to carry on as we move forward. And y'all, I really think about let the future versions of you be open to anything. You know, 8 years ago when the Sisters Enchanted was started, I had a toddler at home, was running my education business that I had started. And I had no idea of like this, what I'm doing now this was not even, I would never have even thought was possible. So the act of visioning it as a possibility wouldn't have even happened because I wouldn't have known it was possible for me. And so I definitely encourage you to just open yourself to feeling and being. And one of the things we teach is starting with intention and how do you want to feel? And when you lead with that, how do you want to feel? And adjust your energy accordingly, those actions will get you to a future you who feels the way you want to feel. And so if you don't know clearly what your future holds, go back to that. How do I want to feel? Following that train has taken me down some slippery slopes sometimes, but it is the one thing that definitely brought me to where I sit here 8 years in with the Sisters Enchanted and having no idea what was to come or even how to do it. So how do you want to feel? And let your future self have that. Let your future self freaking have it. That's what it comes down to. All right, y'all. I will see you tomorrow at the same time for day 3 of Expedition to Soul. We're going to talk about shadow work, different methods for identifying your shadow self. And just bring some awareness to that. Okay, everyone have a great day. Check out Born Magic Bootcamp if you're not in there. And I will see y'all tomorrow. Bye.